is Daf Samach Aleph. So we are to the bottom of Samach Amud Beis, the Mishnah. We have a lot to do today. So the Mishnah says, Amanas Sheyesh Li Beis Kor Afar Harezim Kudeshes. The guy says to the woman, marry me on condition I have a certain amount of dirt. And it's a good condition of Yeshel, so long as he has that amount of dirt, it's a good condition. If he says to her, Amanas Sheyesh Li B'makom Ploni, I have dirt in this place, Im Yeshel Bosa Makom Mekudeshes. So if he has, then it's a good condition. But if he doesn't have in that place, even though he might have elsewhere, it doesn't work. If he says to her, if he says, I'm going to show you a mound of dirt of this amount, and he has to show it to her, and it also has to be that he owns it. It can't just be a random mound of dirt. If he shows it in a valley, which is not his, just a random valley, that does not work. Okay, it sounds pretty similar to the previous mission about the money. So Gemara says, V'necha Shema Yeshlo. So if he says, if there's no Edim, that he has a base core and he doesn't have a property anywhere, so if there's no Edim, well, he might still have a karka somewhere, so why do we say it's definitely not a Kedushin? And moreover, the Brisa says, Tanya, Chashinon Shema Yeshlo. The Brisa says, we talk are concerned that even though there are no Edim that can testify that he has, we're concerned that maybe he does have somewhere that nobody knows about and should be at least a Safek Kedushin. So Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Haba Kedushin Vada, Haba Kedushin Safek. When a Mishnah says it's not Kedushin, it means it's not a Kedushin Vadai, but it is a Kedushin Safek, and that's where the Braitza comes along and says, we're Chayshina on Shema Yeshlo, it is a Kedushin Safek. So now the Gemara asks,
what's the Yeshlo? What is the Yeshlo?
Which one? Chayshina on Shema Yeshlo?
No, on the Mishnah itself, Almenachi Yeshli Beit Kor Afar, Arezu Mekudesha, right?
V'yeshlo. It's Mekudesha as long as Bilvad Yeshlo, as long as he has.
It's a funny lashon.
Yeah, it is a funny lashon. Uh-huh. But we had that in the previous Mishnah also. The Gemara says, "Lamali lemisne gavi arav, lamali lemisne gavi zuze." Why do we have to have the same exact structure of the Mishnah with regards to property, this Mishnah, and the previous Mishnah with regards to money, the same exact din? So the Gemara explains, "Shichu, you need both cases. Di ashminan gavi zuze. If we only taught the case of money." Mishim David inchid dematzne, because people hide money. So even though there are no edim that he has $100, $200, there is room to be concerned that maybe he does have hidden somewhere. Nobody knows where he hides all his money. Aval ara ima id isle ara kala isle. But if he had property, everyone knows about everyone's properties. You can't hide your properties that well. So if there are no edim that he has property, then we could assume that he probably has no properties. Kamash Mlan, no, there are some people who taka do hide their properties well, and even though there are no edim, he knows. There are people, big real estate people who I know, who you would have no idea where the properties are. They hide it a lot, they have no idea. They know they're wealthy, you know that they own real estate, but they don't give out where exactly they own properties. They put it in different names. There's a place in Borough Park, apparently, this infamous building that has just P.O. boxes, and it's apparently owned by all these big real estate from people who put their names, you know, on their sudden hidden company. So nobody knows who owns the P.O. box, but they send everything to that area. So you have people who are in real estate who don't divulge where their properties are. Okay. Gemara says, Amnash Yeshlo b'makom ploni im Yeshlo v'chule. Pshita, of course, he says, if I have a property in this place, so only if he has a property in that place does it work, but if he has it elsewhere, it doesn't. The condition is not good. So Gemara says, Mal the same, what would you have thought? Amrullah, he says to her, My nafkel chamina, ana tarchina, maisina. Well, what's the big deal to you? Okay, so if I don't have in this place, I have a few towns over. In the end of the day, I'm going to bring you the peros, whatever I'm going to get from this property, I'll get from that property, and you'll have what to eat. Kamash Milan, no, Shidafka wants a property where he specified, and if he doesn't have in that area, it's not going to be a good condition. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Amanash Sha'aracha base kurva offer, that he shows her a certain property. Tana, lo niskavnezu, ela l'rosh mishalo. When he says, I'm going to show you some property, he obviously means his property that he owns, not a random property in the Bikkah. Vim hera b'bikkah in the Mekadesh, but if he shows her somewhere in the valley, that's not a good Kedushin. Pshita, that's also obvious. So Gemara says, Lotzicha denaka b'distura. Maybe he's showing her a field that he has a certain arisus, and Rashi says he's a sharecropper. He has a certain ownership. He's working for some other owner, but he has some chelek and some bailas in this. So maybe that would be sufficient. Kamashmalan has to be owned completely by him. The Bikka is an area where people work. No one. It's a random Bikka where he himself doesn't own. It's a field.
I mean, what does it matter if it's a field or it's a mountain? Who knows if he owns it or not?
No, typically a Bikka is a place. Sounds like where a lot of people have different important parts in the Bikka. It's like a big field. This person has that part of the field, that part of the field. And it's not necessarily his. It's lav dafka bika. What it really means to say is just, you know, an area that's not actually his.
You mean that this vedistura? You explained that it's arisus.
No, no, he's asking about bika. You see, okay. If you see Rashi on the Mishnah, it says vim hera bika. Rashi says harei lecha bika gedola, a large bika. Uba kame bate korin ve'ein echad mehem shalav. There are many, many. It's a huge field, acres and acres of land. So it's not his. But again, lav dafka could be also a regular field, a non-bika. That's not his. It wouldn't work either.
Which is the inside answer.
Hmm?
Well, she's zero here.
So it's always the inside. So Gemara now says in the bottom of Samach Amar Beis, Gabi Hektish Tanan, with respect to Hektish, we learn the Mishnah tells us, this Mishnah appears in Erechin. Hamaktish Sadeu B'Shasa Yovel. We're practicing the halachas of Shemitah and Yovel. So guys, Maktish is field. Now the field is hektish. You can't, basically, Mikdash can't do anything with the hektish. So now I have an obligation to redeem the hektish onto money, and then that money goes to the base of Mikdash. So what's the halacha? Hamakdish sadeu b'shas hayovel, no sein b'zerach chomer sorim chamishim shekel. Every area, which is a zerach chomer sorim, whatever volume, that whatever area that is, you have to pay 50 shekel per that area. Hayu nikam amukim asar tfachim. Let's say there are different, there's some ditches, little pits. They are 10 tefachim deep, which is not very deep, but it's 10 tefachim. Oh, slum gvom, or large rocks that are 10 tefachim high. Ein nimdadin ima, they are not calculated within it. You subtract each of those big rocks and each of those pits. Pachas mikan, if the pit is more shallow, or the rock is lower down, so then nimdadin ima, that's going to take into consideration, that's part of the calculation of the area of land. So the Avidon Ba, so they ask the question, Nihid Bahad the Ara Lo Kache, okay, granted that these big rocks or these deep ditches, good morning, are not going to be hektesh. So still, Nikdash Bafe Nafshayu. But the rocks and the pits should at least be considered hektesh on their own right. Okay, fine, we don't calculate them as part of the area of the land, but still they should be kadosh in its own right. If you're going to tell me base core, maybe you're going to suggest if it's less than that base core, since the rocks are much smaller and the ditches are much smaller, it doesn't qualify as hektish. It has to be at least a base core. Can't be true. Because Urminhu, Sade, Matamalomar. Why do you say Sade? The Fishin Emar Zerachomer Sorim Bechamishim Ainli Ella Shehektish Binyan Hazer. I only know if you were Maktish a area property that is the area of Zerachomer Sorim. I mean, how do I know if I have a smaller area? That if the field is only the rabos lesech, or v'chatzi lesech, or se'a tarkiv, v'chatzi tarkiv, different v'afilu rova, much smaller measurements of land. I mean, how do I know hektish is chal on even those small portions? Tamalomar sada, a field, mikol makom, whatever size field it is. So you see that you're able to have hektish chal on even small rocks and small ditches. So asks the Gemara, why do we say we only take into account when there are small rocks and when there are small ditches, but if they're big rocks and they're big ditches, they're not taken into account. Sounds like they're not even hektish at all. So Gemara says, Amar Marukva, Barchama, Hacha b'nikam milay mai maskinim, mishim delav v'nei zirininu. We're talking about ditches, pits, that are filled with water, which are not fit for planting, of course, because it's filled with water. It's a pond, it's a lake, whatever, however deep it is. So it's not fit for, and therefore it's not fit for Zriya, the hektish is in chalomness. So we'll look at Rashi in just a second. Let's look at Rashi now, actually. Says Rashi, Delav b'nei zriya ninu, the kasava kasav, zera, has to be able to be planted. Umide delav b'nei zriya ninu, something that's not plantable, if you will, eino niftam b'damim halalu el b'shavya. So it doesn't take into account these halachas of the value, meaning the Torah tells me, when I makdish a land, I don't go based on the actual value, there's a calculation. Every area of this, of Zerach Homer Sorum, I pay 50 shekel. Regardless of whether it's a expensive land or a very bad land. But these things, that's only when it's right to Zriya, when it's able to plant on them. But once it's not able to be planted, there are big rocks, well, forget the big rocks, and then the deep ditches filled with water, you can't plant in them, it goes based on the actual value. Yes, the hektish is chal, but you use a different form of calculating the value based on the actual value, not the concept of 50 shekel per zerach homer sorim. So Gemara says, how do I know this? Dekanami, it's very exact. Dekatani, dumi yodil slam. Because the Mishnah had compared it to rocks. Gvoim, shmamina. Just like big rocks, you can't plant on them. So too, ditches filled with water, you can't plant on them. So that's a shmamina. So yahachi, if that's the case, the Gemara asks, afil pachas mikanami. So if, even if the ditch is smaller and filled with water, or the rock is smaller, you can't plant on a small rock. So why did we say if the rock is less than 10 tefachim, we put it part of the calculation of the entire field? And the ditch is not so deep, it's shallow, even though it's filled with water, we put it part of the calculation. Either case, water or rocks, you can't plant on. So the Gemara says, you're right, even though you can't actually plant on these small rocks and these shallow ditches, still, hanu nagni da'aru mikri, shadda da'aru mikri. These are called, nagni, how do they say this in English? The, what do you say? What's the English word? I think it's ditches of the land and rocks of the land. I mean, they're still being acknowledged as part of the land. If you see a big rock, say, oh, that's a rock. You see a big pit, that's a big pit. But let's say you see like little stones, like the slate stones. That's, you don't view that as a stone. That's part of the ground. It's, right. Even though you don't actually plant on it, it's still considered part of the ara. If you see a small little like puddle, that's part of the field. That's not a ditch. So therefore, since they're called part of the land, they're taken into calculation, into consideration for the... Exactly. They're tafel to the land. Fine. So now the Gemara says, we'll see why this is relevant in just a moment. Now, Gavei Mecher, with respect to selling a property, Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Bav Basra, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, beis kor afer ani mocher l'cha, I'm going to sell you a certain measure of land. And within them there are ditches 10 tefachim deep. Or there are stones that are 10 tefachim high. They are not measured with them. Those are separate from the sale. But if they're less than 10 tefachim, then they're going to be included in the sale. Comes along again, the same individual. Even if they're not filled with water, it's still going to be included with it. My time, what's the reason for this? Amar Rav Papa Lefishein Adam Rotze Shiten Es Ma'osav Besavde Achas V'yer Alo Kishtayim Ukshloshim Mekomos. If I'm buying land, I don't want the land to be like, you know, a part here, a part there, even though there are some stones in between and some ditches in between, I want them to all be together. So if there's shallow ditches and there's low stones, that's all part of one property. I'm not buying 2-3 properties all in one area. That's how people buy things. Okay. So either way, what comes out of here is, there seems to be a difference between, there is a difference between Hekdesh and Mecher with respect to these ditches filled with water. Right above we said, if the ditch was filled with water, so therefore, let's review this one more time.
He doesn't pay. He doesn't have to be poder, but if he...
He's poder for the value.
He's only poder when they're filled. He doesn't have to be poder when they're filled with water. If
right.
If not, he has to be poder. And here, he has to pay for it. Here, he counts as a sale when it's not filled with water.
Even when they're not filled with water...
It's
still
part of water in Hekdesh, it would be count. He has to be potted, if he says it. And here, if it's not filled with water, even if it's not filled with water, it's not part of the sale. It doesn't count.
In fact, it's right. So again, let's say if it's filled with water, by Hekdesh it's not part of the sale. With regards to Mecher.
But if it's not filled with water.
Right. The difference is when it's not filled with water. When it's filled with water, everybody agrees that you don't measure, that you don't count it. But if it's not filled with water, in the case of the sale, is not counted, and the Hekdesh is counted.
Right,
The size?
Exactly.
No, it has to be.
Fine, so Gemara now asks, Hacha b'mai. Now, with regards to here.
Not to consider it.
Now, with regards to Hacha b'mai, with regards to now our world, the Masechet Kedushin, with regards to, let's say, selling a gang married to a woman with a certain property, our mission is talking about, you know, I'm selling you some, I'm getting to marry to you as long as I have a certain property. So now, when it comes to Kedushin, Maile, Hekdesh, Medaminale, Ola Mecher, Medaminale. Do we compare this to Hekdesh and the Lachas of Hekdesh, or do we compare this to the Lachas of Mecher?
Meaning, if he promises that he has a Beit Kor and it has holes that are empty,
right?
Do you say that he's actually giving it?
Is that part of the count or not? Right. And this is a very lamdish question, because as we discussed many times already, Kedushin, is Kedushin a Hekdesh or is it a Kinyan?
Right.
We have, you know, this previous parak was Ha'ish Makadesh, and the first parak was Ha'ish Niknes, one to Kinin, one to Hekdesh. So that's a larger discussion. So that seems to be the root of this question. Is it similar to Hekdesh, or is it similar to Mecher? And the Gemara answers, Mestavra, it's logical to say, L'Hekdesh Medaminale, that we compare Kedushin to Hekdesh. Damar La, because he says to her, Ana Tachina Vazarina Maisina, don't worry about it. Okay, I'll make sure that you'll get your fruits and everything like that. And we should therefore be makil and allow the kedushin to be chal. And I'll ensure you, he says to his wife, that I'll make sure you get the food that you need.
Though we said we rejected that svara before in a different context. Yeah.
Right.
Here the svara
when he says makilon, right. And he was
right. It's a good point. I wonder why we reject each case here. They address this on the bottom.
I see the Tosfos Rizakin.
Yeah.
Discusses it. Tarachna. I see the Tarmasa and Tosfos Rizakin on the side.
Yeah, Afagav de Le'elo. I mean, in Tachino. Hasim Hu, Shalon is Kaima Tanai. There he didn't fulfill the Tanai. Shere Amar La, Amanashi, Ashley, Bimakum Ploni, Aval Hacha, and it's Kaima Tanai. The Beskor offer in the Kamar La, Vizahamakum Rai, Lizria Beskor. So there he's what Nizam Kaima, it was a completely different place. Here it's in the same place. It's just missing a few inches of grass, so that's considered.
You could say right. Here he also wasn't my kind. Of
right, exactly. He doesn't address it doesn't as direct. Okay.
It's not
quite. Apparently, Rashba gives another answer to Ezra. Okay, fine. The new Mishnah tells us now: Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Tanai She'ino Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven Eino Tanai. Any Tanai that's not the way Moshe Rabbeinu made the stipulations with Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, and Chatzi Sheva Menashe is not considered a Tanai. What did he say to them? Shenemar, as it says, the Pasuk says, Vayomar Lem, Im Yavu Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, if you guys pass through and fight with us, then we will give you Chelek and Eivar HaYarden. But Vim Lav, Vim Lo, Yavu Chalutzim, if you don't pass over, so the continuation of the Pasuk here is very, very important. It says, if you don't, let's just read it inside here. If you don't, then we will inherit Besochem within you, Eretz Canaan. So it sounds like you're not going to get Eivar Yarden, you're only going to stay in Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael itself. You won't get Eivar Yarden. So what do we learn from this B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven tonight? So firstly, we learn, Rashi points out there are three things that we learn. Firstly, you need Tanai Kafel. You have to say, if yes, then A. If no, then B. If you just say, if yes, A, even though it's implied, if no, no, you have to articulate both sides. Number two is that you have to always say that the Tanai is Kodum Lamaisa. You have to first stipulate what's going on before the results, with the goal, that if you go, then you'll get Eivar Yarden. The if part, the Tanai has to come first before the Maisa. And the third thing is, the Hain, it has to be Kodum Lalav. The positive has to be prior to the negative. Those are three tonight.
If you would say you will get the land if you go, it's not good.
Correct, exactly. That's just exercise cost based on the model of these three. So then comes along the Mishnah and says, Rabbi Hanina bar Gamliel Omer, Tzarech Hadavar LaOmro. You have to say that you can't learn a Hilacha. Rashi says he only argues on the Tanai Kafel. The other two Tanaim he agrees with, that Hain Kodim Lalav and Tanai Kodim Lamaisa. He only argues on the Tanai Kafel, the need to double. That he disagrees. Because in this case, by B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, you had to say both tzadim. Why? Because again, Tzarech Hadavar LaOmro, Shel Malei Kein, had you not said the second option of, if you don't pass with us to fight, Yesh Mashma, it sounds like Shafilu Baretz Kanan Lo Yun Chalu. Sounds like they would get no portion of land at all. So therefore, they had to say, again, if you just said, if you pass with us, if you fight with us in Eretz Yisrael, then you get Eivar Yarden, period.
And then you get nothing.
And if you don't pass, it sounds like maybe you get absolutely nothing. But that's not true. They would still get their chelek in Eretz Canaan. So Gemara says, Shaper Kamerle Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel le Rabbi Meir. Sounds like Rabbi Hanina has a very good taina back to Rabbi Meir. And therefore, there should not be a source that in general you need a Tanai Kafel, because this was needed to be stated here. But if you didn't need to state the other side, Einechanami, you don't need a Tanai Kafel. So Amelcha Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says back to him, no. So if you're saying this reason for the v'im lo part was not to teach me Tanai Kafel, you don't need to say it. So then it should have just simply said, lichtov v'im lo yavru v'nechzu b'sochem. Just say that. If you don't pass, you'll have a chelik, you'll yorish with us. Be'eretz Kanan lamali. Why Eretz Kanan? We know where they're being yorish. We know it's talking about Eretz Kanan. So the words Eretz Kanan are superfluous. It must be lamali. What's it coming to teach me? Therefore, the extra word is must be Shmamina the Tanai Kafel Hudasa. There's an extra word to teach me that no, in general also, we have to learn that there's a need for Tanai Kafel. You have to say both if yes and then if not. So Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel responds back, Ilo Kasarachman of Eretz Kanan. If it didn't say Eretz Kanan, I would have thought V'nechzu Besochem Beretz Gilad Aval Eretz Kanan Klal Lo. I would have thought maybe only in Eretz Gilad. Where is Eretz Gilad? Where are they saying this is? What, more in the north? Rashi says, only in the areas where they would help conquer, apparently, in Eretz Gilad. But the areas Eretz Canaan where they wouldn't help conquer, they wouldn't end up getting. So that's why you would say, no, Eretz Canaan, whichever portion you guys end up taking over, wherever chelik you get, that's going to be included. Does Rashi explain this Havamina a little bit better? Let's see.
What was the Tanai again that they said? B'nei God, B'nei Ruvain, what did they say exactly?
They said, we'll go with you, we'll fight into Eretz Yisrael, so long as you give us this portion, chelik and Evar Yarden. But if you don't pass through with us, then you don't get Evar Yarden, you rather get in Eretz Canaan like the rest of us.
Meaning that if you would say that, you would think that you would only get the 12th of Eretz Gilad. That's the Havamina.
That's called Eretz Gilad, which apparently they're saying here is that that's where they helped conquer Eretz Gilad, that area.
That's the area where they went into it. With Yeshua, the first part that they conquered, is that what it is?
You have to look in the mirror for that one. You're the ones who learned this Tanakh, not me.
But it's interesting, nobody mentions anything about
that. Yeah, it's interesting also. I guess they assumed we knew a little bit more Tanakh.
They always do that.
Maybe they didn't know? Okay. Gemara says, fine, Rabbi Meir, Besochem. It says, no, Kol Hecha Deis Lechu Mashma. No, the word Besochem, the Pasuk says Besochem. Besochem means anywhere. Anywhere they are, you wouldn't have thought only limited to Eretz Gilad. You would have thought Besochem in all of Eretz Canaan. So that's why the Eretz Canaan seems to be unnecessary. Why is Eretz Canaan coming here to tell me, to Rabbi Meir, that it's to teach us that you need Tanai Kafel in all other Tanai? Okay, the Gemara now says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Mashal Lamah Davadoma. What is comparison, what's he like? Right, Rabbi Chanina was the second opinion, so what was it? What's his position similar to? It's similar to La'adam shaya mechalik nechasa labanav. A father's giving out his land to his children. Amar ploni b'ni yirashah the plonis. Ruben's going to get this area. Uploni b'ni Shimon's going to get yirashah the plonis. A different field. Uploni and Levi's going to get b'ni yitei masayim zuz. I'm going to give him $200. V'yarashah the plonis. And he'll also inherit a third land. Vim lo yitein yirashah machiv. If he doesn't... b'nei yitein. Who's giving the money here?
The son.
Yeah,
so
the third one.
So Levi is giving money to the other sons, and if he does it, then he'll get a third field. If he doesn't give the money, then he's going to have to yarish equally with the rest of the properties. Okay, so mi garam lo yarishim achiv b'shana chasim kfeilu garam lo. What allowed this third brother Levi to be yarish with the rest of the brothers? It's only because the father made the stipulation. The father didn't say that. The father simply said, you give $200 to your brothers, then you get a third portion, and stop there. It would have sounded like that if he didn't give the money, he would absolutely get nothing. That's exactly what Rabbi Chanina is saying. That's what would have happened. Had they not did the Tanai Kafel, with B'nai Gad, B'nai Ruvain, they only said if you pass through Eretz Yisrael, and you conquer, then you get Evar Yarden, and stop. It implies if you didn't pass through, they would get absolutely nothing. So that's the mashal. So Gemara says, "V'halodam ya mashul masnisin." They're not similar at all. Hasam katan yesh b'mashma shefil beretz Canaan lo yinchalo. So there, it implies that even in Eretz Canaan, they won't get anything. Alma kfeila leretz Gilad nami mahani. Therefore, the doubling of the Tanai works even for Eretz Gilad. But hacha katani. But here, katani mi garam lo liarshem achiv b'shanachasim. What allowed him to be yorish with his brothers? It was the reason is because he doubled his language. Alma kfeila lishar nechasim hu digamahani. It allowed him for the other properties.
I understand why the Gemara assumes that in the case of the three kids, he would get a third of the third field.
Let's see this for a second.
Right here he's saying, listen, if he wouldn't have said anything, you would assume that he gets third of the third field, and it says in the case of an Israel, they would have gotten nothing. But why? There is no...
Here too, you would have thought he got nothing, no?
Yeah. My first impression is that here you would say, listen, if he doesn't get the 200 zuz, he gets nothing. Not even at the third field.
So why do you think he gets the third field? Where does it say that?
Must be in his Ashka.
No, he gets a third of the third field.
Oh, because by the fact
that's what the Gemara is explaining the difference between one and the other.
In fact, he's paying for the third field.
So he's getting the old thing.
Implication is he's part of the third field in some way. He's part of it.
If he wants the whole thing, he has to pay. But if he wants it, but if not, he gets his part on the third.
He's just part of the third field.
Right.
So you're bringing him into the third field. So.
Right. He's already putting him, like he's mentioning the third field. But he's also mentioning Eretz. Right, in the other one.
Okay. And maybe because 200 is like an even denomination between the other two brothers. Like 100 for this one, 100 for that one.
Right. Uh-huh. But, $300 value.
But in the case of the Shvatim, if they go, they get... Everything. They get... No, they only get Hayarden. They get... doesn't mention at all Eretz Yisrael. Here it mentions a third field.
Well, it's saying Gilad and Canaan.
No. It says if you go and in Terdu Chalutzim when you're going to fight, you're going to get ever a Yarden. And if you would say, and if you don't,
you'll still get just what you, the regular.
It doesn't mention, maybe, I don't know.
You're still getting a property that you weren't previously associated with.
Right.
So you're saying it's not comparable.
That's the response.
Let's read through some Rashi, I think might be helpful. Let's try that.
Good point.
No. Let's take it from the top here. Get some time. Rashi says, Rabbi Chanina, the top narrow line. Rabbi Chanina amar lecha liolam lo ba lech... Is that the one we need? No. We don't need that one. Look at the... Mashal de Moshe. See Mashal? Mashal de Moshe, lama davar domer. Kach shar shvatim yitlu eretz kanan. V'shnei shvatim elu yavru si yarden lemelchama dahinu dum yaditin lem mesayim zuz. It's like giving an investment of time. Like the brother gives $200... So Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven are putting their effort in. V'yilu Eretz Gilad, and they're going to take Eretz Gilad. Oh, Eretz Gilad is referring to Avar Yarden. Vim lo yavru, if they don't pass through, lo yafsidu chelkam b'Eretz Kanan, dahayinu shar nechasim. But if they don't pass through, they still have what their initial chelik would have been in Eretz Kanan. So then the Gemara Rashi says, challenges, mi garm lo lital imachiv b'shar nechasim kveilu garm lo. What allowed this third brother to split with the other brothers? It's because of the kafel. Dimlo kafel, if he didn't double the language of the father, Hayish Shamei, I would have heard and understood the imlo yitain, they don't give the money, yitel bo sasade, kvi chelekam agiyabo. He would have received his third portion, like you would have said, what he would have been expected anyways. Aval b'sheis hadas sheik tisan lachev lo yital klum. But those two fields which already were designated to the brothers, he wouldn't have taken nothing. He wouldn't take anything of a kolch kain shalo yital bo sasade, connected shar nechasim, and certainly he wouldn't take in that field anything. So now he's saying he doesn't get any part. Of the third field. So Af Bnei Gad, this part of the Havamina, Af Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, Kfeilas Hadvarim, Karma Lehem Litol Chelkam Baretz Kanan, that allows him to take any portion. Shim Lo Kafel, if Moshe didn't double the language, Hayisi Omer would have said, Lo Yitlu Bam Klum, you wouldn't take anything, El Baretz Gilad, Mashmi Gimba, only what they would have taken in Eretz Gilad. That's why I'm wrong. So it sounds like, from this, that if the brother doesn't give the $200, he would still get his third portion of that third land, right. A third of it. And had Reuven, Bnei Reuven not passed through, and they not doubled it, they would have still gotten a chelek of Eretz Gilad, not the entire Eretz Gilad, but only a 12th of Eretz Gilad, or a 6th, the two together. So that's the initial mashal and nimshal. So then the Gemara rejects, and Rashi explains, Hasam, mas nisin katani shim lo kafa lo hayu notlin klum, lo kam lo kan. They wouldn't have taken anything with regards to Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven. Dekamar, Sha'af Beretz Kanan, She'enenu Chaviva Lehem Lo Yilu. They wouldn't even take Eretz Kanan because that wasn't Chaviv to them. They lost that portion. Midekatani, from the fact that the Mishnah says, Sha'af, Mashra Dekolshkein Beretz Gilad Shebachrubo. Certainly then they would lose Eretz Gilad as well. They'd get nothing in the case of Negad.
That never was in the equation.
Right.
Originally when Hashem promised right. Bnei Yisrael.
So they added in.
Right.
If you're going to lose Eretz Kanan to Kal V'Chomer, they're going to lose Eretz Gilad. But as opposed to this case, the brother wouldn't have lost his initial portion. He would have still gotten a third of that third property. Fine, back to Gemara now.
In some way, because the conquering
is $200.
Is $200. And here, the conquering is Chal on Eretz Canaan only, because it's not asking him to conquer Eretz Gilad, but the 200 zuz goes on the third land, which would be equivalent to Eretz Gilad. Uh-huh.
That's why it's a different model.
That's why it's a different mahalach.
I got it.
There's two parts of Eretz Gilad, right? The Eretz Gilad that they were Mechavish Kfar, and then the Eretz Gilad that's across from Eretz Canaan. I think. If if you look before Rabbi Chanina on the second line, Rabbi Chanina Matanyahu said, "Ilokas Rechman Eretz Kanan Avimid of Nechsu V'Soichan Eretz Gilad of Eretz Kanan Lo." What does that mean? Avil Eretz Kanan Lo. They would have got Eretz Gilad.
That's the Havamin, you know.
Right, but I'm saying that according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, that's also the Maskana. If you learn Eretz Gilad is the, if you learn Eretz Gilad is Eivar Yarden, what does that mean? That's the Havamina. That's exactly what happened. Eretz Gilad. It's talking about Eretz Gilad that they would have already previously were Magia, but not get Eretz Gilad that was Keneged Eretz.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah,
it's a Rashi speaks out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it says this Eretz Gilad Lashon is a little confusing.
Need some maps. Saying,
need some knowledge of Nach.
Yeah, we have it. You know, they have it.
Sure, basic one.
Yeah.
Like,
Das Mikra? Das Mikra, yeah. Very so we need one on this Gemara here.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we now? So Lokasha. I think we're up to Lokasha. Right, so I reread the Gemara if you want. Should we say again? Halo Damia Mashal Masisim. Hasam, by the Mishnah, Katani Yesh, B'mashma, Shafil, Beret, Kanan, Lo Yin, Halo. They're not going to get anything. Alma, Kfeilel, Eret, Gilad, Nami, Mahani. So the Kfeil works even for Eret, Gilad, and as opposed to Hacha, Katani, by the brothers, Mi, Garam, Lo, Liyarish, and Machiv. Bishar Nechas, and what allows them to be Yorish with the other properties? Kvelo Garmlo. Ama Kvelo Lashar Nechas and Buddha Kamani. It's working on the other properties as opposed to the property that they want. Not, it's not going on, like you said, Ricky, not going on the third property, it's going on the rest of the property. So it's not the same model. So Gemara says, Lokasha, Ha, Mekami Dine Male, Re Meir, Vinechsu, Halabasa Dine Male, Re Meir, Vinechsu. You're talking about different stages of the conversation here. So let's see Rashi explain all this out here. Rashi says, last few narrow lines, Lokasha, so that Mishnah which talks about Af is implying even on Eretz Gilad, which is Mekame, the name Le Rabbi Meir, Imkain. What's going to be confusing here? So we say this outside. Imkain, Nichtal, Venechsu. Before he said Imkain, Nechsu, before that response. Vahavasava, Rabbi Chanina thought, the Kul Milsa, Darish, Rabbi Meir, Latanai Kafel. He thought the entire Pasuk was being darshened for the double. Hilkach, therefore, Amar Le, Shilmale Kain, Shekafel Dvarav, had we not doubled his words, had Moshe not doubled, Yesh B'mashma, Sha'ap Eretz Kanan, Lo Yitlu. He wouldn't even get, they would lose everything even Eretz Kanan. V'kol Shkein B'makum HaChaviv Lehem, and certainly in Eretz Gilad. D'mechlal Hain, Hayinu Shomim Lav, V'm Lo Yavru Lo Tinu Lehem Es Eretz Gilad. U'mimele D'b Eretz Kanan, Lo Shaklu D'halo Az L'michfeshe. U'braisek D'kasani D'lo HaNikfeila, El Eretz Kanan, Amar B'chanina Basad Amar B'le Rabbi Meir. Nichtav krav nechzu lama li beretz kanan. So amr lei Rabbi Chanina li tochelik beretz kanan ha'ani. Di lo kasvi havamina nechzu besochem beretz gilad. So it's going on. It's going in different stages. So again, initially, this is very confusing. Initially, Rabbi Meir held that Rabbi Chanina thought that Rabbi Meir was holding it. You get nothing. If it didn't double the language, they would get zero. They would get nothing in eretz kanan.
Right now for sure.
Nothing eretz gilad.
And right, in the other one because they didn't do it nice.
Right. Fine. So that's the conversation in the Mishnah. But then when he says no, they still would have gotten Eretz Kanan. They just would have lost an Eretz Gilad. That's what we're talking about is the mashal to the brothers. That yes, they still would have gotten, the brother still would have gotten a chelik in the third land that was coming to him. Just like the brother B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, still would have gotten some portion in Eretz Kanan as well.
But that would be a mashal. That would be equivalent if he tells the brothers that he's, that if he doesn't give 200 shekel, he would get part in the first two fields. But we're not, that's not the case.
No, we're saying if he didn't double the language, if the father didn't double the language, so he just said, if you give $200, you'll have the entire third field to yourself. And he stopped there. Implies if he didn't give $200, he wouldn't get the entire field, but he would still get his one-third portion. That's similar to now, Rabbi Meir, after his response. That if Moshe didn't double the language, it would have said as follows. If you guys pass through, you get Eretz Gilad. Stop. That implies if you didn't pass through, you would still get your initial chelek of 1/12 in Eretz Kanan. Just like the brother's brother would have still gotten his 1/3 portion.
Because he's saying he has three fields. He said, you get this field, which is a third. You got this field, which is
a
no, but it's not.
Property one goes to Reuven. Property two goes to Shimon. Property three is split between all three.
Okay.
One third, one third, one third. In that last field.
Okay.
So he says to the third brother, if you give $200 to the other brothers, buy them out.
It's all yours.
It's all yours. And if you don't, the implication is if you don't, you still get your one third.
Okay.
Now, the case of the Shvatim, now in the last conversation of Rabbi Meir, it would have sounded like as follows. If you pass through Eretz Canaan, you'll get your Chelek in Eretz Gilad.
Right.
The implication of that would be, if you don't, so then you'll get your initial 1/12 of Eretz Canaan.
I understand, but it doesn't sound like that.
No, that's what that is, because that's what Rabbi Meir's response is.
That's what he's saying. Okay. Yeah, Rabbi himself is saying that.
It's Rabbi himself. When he responds back, it says, V'nechzu, they wish to organ a chelek. Okay. Gemara now says, Bishma, this all makes sense. Le Rabbi Meir. Hainu dichsiv. That's why it says in the Pasuk, right, by Kain Hevel, the Pasuk says, I read it inside, on the side, the whole thing on the side. Hallo im tetev seis. Then lo seitev la pesachat asrovet. If you do good, you do tshuva, so seis, your sin will be lifted up. But if you don't do tshuva, then the pesachat asrovet, then your sin going to always be hovering over you. So he says, this all makes sense. That's why this is Tanai Kafel. It says, im yes, vim lo. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Ela le Rabbi Chanina lamali. Why do you have to say both sides? So explain to Rabbi Chanina, saka daitech. I mean, I would have thought im tetev agra. I would think if you do good, so you get agra, you get schar. If you don't do tshuva, you get nothing. You know, it's made neutral. There's no schar, but there's no punishment either. That's what you would have thought had it not doubled. So Kamashlon has to say, no, it has to say the other side. Vimlo seitev, if you don't do good, lepesach hadas rovet, you're going to be hovering over you. You're going to have an onesh. That was the need for the Tanai Kafel by Kain and Hevel. Bishmal Rabbi Meir, this Rabbi Meir makes sense. Hainu dichtiv, that's why it says, with regards to, this is referring to Avram, and sending Eliezer to get a daughter for Yitzchak, a wife for Yitzchak, rather. Oz tinake me'alasi, and then you'll be clean of my shvua. So that makes sense. If you look for, find him a wife, and if you don't find a wife, it says, then you're free of the shvua. So the double lashon again. So Gemara says, El Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Amali. Why the double lashon here? Itzrich sak da techamina. I would have thought, Heichad nichala lidida. When it's good for her, lo nichale lididu, but not good for them. Maisi bakarche, bring it against their will. Kamash malant. What's going on here? So let's look at Rashi at the bottom here. Rashi all in the bottom says, Hey, in the last two lines, Heichad nichala lisha. When it's good for her, but no lo nichalehu, but not good for the krovim. So we should bring her against her against the will of the krovim. That's what we'd have thought. Kamash malan, that no, if the relatives are not willing to send her, then you're not obligated. You're free of the shvua. That was the need for the double lashon.
Why doesn't he just say that if he doesn't want to send her, would it seem that he's not that he has to keep on looking somewhere else? You understand, like it's not so pashut the pshat here. It's not clear, like the other cases, that if he doesn't want to send her, he can just, he's clean. Maybe he would say, listen, if he doesn't send her, go to other relatives or go to other, you know.
They didn't have that many relatives. There are no other relatives. I think so. How much of there are any other options? And then the Gemara says, the pasuk says, Bishul imlo, sove, ha'ishalech, ha'sacharecha, if she doesn't want to come with you, lamali, what's the need for that? They already said this before, that you, again, it's repeating the psukim again.
Right.
So Gemara says, Itzrich, I would have thought, if it's good for the relatives, but not good for her, she's not happy coming. Maybe you could also be nice to Balkarcha, Kamashmalan, that no, it has to be that both she and the relatives are all in agreement. Let's do one more. Bishmal Rabbi Meir, that's what it says, if you'd follow the ways of Hashem, then you're going to get a lot of schar. But if you don't follow the rules of Hashem, then you're going to be punished. What's the need for both those cases? Because that's Rabbi Meir. You always have to have the Tanai Kafel. I would have thought, it won't be either one. No bracha, not a klala. You're going to be punished. And there'll be terrible clause. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow, Mr. Hashem.